Welcome to Onc Live On Air. I'm your host today, Ashling Wehner. Onc Live On Air is a podcast from Onc Live, which provides oncology professionals with the resources and information they need to provide the best patient care. In both digital and print formats, Onc Live covers every angle of oncology practice, from new technology to treatment advances to important regulatory decisions. In today's episode, sponsored by GSK, we had the pleasure of speaking with R. Wendell Naumann, MD, about research updates in endometrial cancer. Dr. Naumann is a gynecologic oncologist at Atrium Health Levine Cancer Institute in Charlotte, North Carolina. In our exclusive interview, Dr. Naumann discussed the role of frontline maintenance therapy for patients with endometrial cancer, which patients are likely to benefit from the Phase 3 RUBY and NRG-GY018 trial regimens, and ongoing research that may elucidate optimal treatments for patients with recurrent mismatch repair deficient disease. Thank you so much, Dr. Naumann, for joining us on an episode of Onc Live On Air to discuss advances in endometrial cancer. To start, how do the frontline data from the RUBY trial with the PD-1 inhibitor dostarlimab inform your clinical practice?
Yeah, so I think the frontline endometrial data with the PD-1 inhibitors is really exciting. I mean, this is a breakthrough for patients with recurrent advanced endometrial cancer, particularly for the MMR deficient, but both MMR deficient and MMR proficient got significant benefit. And the other thing that's exciting about this is the curves do have a tail. So it probably means we're curing more patients with this regimen up front. For endometrial cancer, we've gone a long time without new approvals or new drugs. And so this is really exciting for that patient population.
How do you select patients for the RUBY and GY018 trial regimens?
Both RUBY and GY018 were all-comers trials. And although the FDA approval now is only in the MMR deficient group, I think the level of evidence would speak to the fact that we probably should be using this regimen in all patients, whether they're MMR proficient or MMR deficient. I look forward to the LEAP-001 trial, which should be out shortly, looking at immunotherapy as an upfront regimen compared to chemotherapy. The problem with that data is, of course, we don't have a control arm that would be comparable to what we saw in either RUBY or GY018. So I think if that is a positive trial, then we will have a chemo-free option for patients in the upfront setting, but it won't answer the question as which is the best option for those patients, whether it's chemo, immunotherapy or immunotherapy alone, or particularly for the MMR deficient patients.
What could the ongoing KEYNOTE-C93 and DEMETICA trials help elucidate, considering the landscape has changed considerably since their initiation?
The question of what is the optimal treatment for somebody with recurrent MMR deficiency in endometrial cancer is going to be answered, whether it's going to be chemotherapy or a PD-1, or perhaps the combination. And I don't know what is going to be the best. When you look at the data from both RUBY and GY018, patients did extremely well with MMR deficient tumors. I suspect that the MMR deficient patients will respond very well to PD-1 inhibitors, probably better than chemotherapy, but it may be that the combination is even better. And so I think ongoing trials are going to answer that question, but it may be a few years before we head out the true answer. In absence of any data, I have been offering MMR deficient patients either chemotherapy or PD-1 or the combination, and I favor the combination.
What other ongoing trials in endometrial cancer would you like to highlight today?
In endometrial cancer, we're going to have a whole host of new drugs. I think for the MMR deficient patients, we have very effective therapies, and then, you know, we're going to tease out whether or not we need chemotherapy or just immunotherapy. So that's going to be exciting. I think in the MMR proficient patients, we have a number of things that are very interesting, and you can divide those patients into the serous cancers and the non-serous or endometrioid cancers. In the serous cancers, we know up to 30% will have HER2 expression by the traditional measure, but it may be as high as 60% if you include those that have 1+ HER2 expression. And we have now a whole host of drugs that target HER2. There's a lot of excitement around T-DXd as a treatment option for these patients with very good response rates that range from 50% in the 2+ up to almost 80% in the 3+ patients. We also have some very novel immuno ADCs that target B7H4 and PD-1, which I think will be interesting in endometrial cancer as well, given the successes that we've had in the use of immunotherapy in that patient. In the endometrioid cancers, I think a number of agents that are targeting the PI3K pathway and things like selinexor are also very interesting concepts. And I think it's important that we have now separated out the endometrioids and the serous cancers in terms of looking at the different mechanisms and the different agents in those two groups. And it's very important to separate them out. We also have novel agents like the CDK inhibitors, both CDK4/6 inhibitors, and there are some CDK2 inhibitors being developed. I think those also represent potentially effective treatments for endometrioid and endometrial cancer.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to this episode of OncLive On Air, sponsored by GSK. Check back on Mondays and Thursdays for exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field. For more updates in oncology, be sure to visit www.onclive.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. OncLive is also on social media. On Twitter, follow us at OncLive. On Facebook, like us at OncLive, and follow our OncLive page on LinkedIn. If you liked today's episode of OncLive On Air, please consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and many of your other favorite podcast platforms, so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you're there, please take a moment to rate us. Thanks again for listening to OncLive On Air.